No, because I said so. No. Maybe.
Welcome to episode 168 of the Uncore Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
I hope you all had a Merry Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas.
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa.
Is Hanukkah over? Hanukkah's over, right?
Yeah, I think Hanukkah's over before Christmas starts, I think, right?
I don't know. I'm not a big Jewish fan.
Oh. What? I think you said that wrong.
Did I? I don't know. I don't know if I did.
Okay. That's an interesting way to start the episode.
It was Christmas.
Think you know some people. Yes, it was Christmas. And with that came a bevy of news about movies and not games.
Yeah, what's up with the movies?
The movies are movies, man. They be popping.
They be popping for sure, dude.
Right, let's start out with the Xbox Games with Gold for January 2018. That list includes The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 3. Zombie.
Van Helsing 3?
Yeah, Van Helsing 3. The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing.
Yeah, same 3. Difference.
Zombie, Tomb Raider Underworld, and Army of Two. Yep. Let's do the PlayStation one now. Let's see here. We got Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. Batman, the Telltale series.
Oh, they actually gave him that one. That's cool.
Sacred 3. The Book of Unwritten Tales 2. Psycho Pass, Mandatory Happiness. And Uncanny Valley. And for PSVR, you can pick up Starblood Arena, which apparently is a very fun multiplayer shoot 'em up for the VR franchise. It's actually pretty strong lineup, actually.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to know which ending the director of Chrono Trigger thinks is the canon ending? His personal canon ending for Chrono Trigger? You want to take a guess which one you think it is?
It's Chrono Trigger. Probably the one where Chrono doesn't get revived.
That's it?
Because there wasn't a part two.
Yeah. Because there wasn't a part two. There was going to be a part two, but it ended up changing its direction, as we all remember. No, it has to be the ending where you lose an epoch and everyone is unable to see anyone ever again. The fact that the game is coming to an end and the fact that the characters are saying their goodbyes are in sync, I'm sure those who have played the game can share the sadness and memories.
You can't just leave it at that, dude.
He also personally liked the face-off between Frog and Fiend Lord Magus.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome,
which is a portion of the game he created.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. I've always, you know when you don't fight Magus and you get Magus?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to get Magus, but I'd rather, like, I enjoy the fight more.
This is during the ending credits.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's Frog fights Magus.
Oh, I thought this was at the Magical Palace.
Yeah. So, the ending where everybody gets separated in time, nobody ever sees each other again. That's the ending he thinks is...
You can't just leave it like that, dude.
That's his canon ending.
That's sad.
Is it? I mean, because it's a game about time travel, and everybody goes back to their respective times. And, you know, that was your adventure.
I forget who gets stuck at the end of time.
It's gotta be, like, Chrono, right?
No, it wasn't Chrono. There's somebody. I mean, nobody should be stuck there.
Well, they're not stuck there. They got the old man.
That old man ain't worth diddly squat. All he does is just talk to you. He was supposed to have magic. What happened to his magic?
His story exposition. All right. He explains the game to you and how it was all what's her name's fault for creating the time machine.
You know which one is my favorite? The one where you get to see, like, the credits and you go into the credits basically, and you talk to all the like
all the devs.
All the, I love that one, dude.
That's like requires such specific things to do, right?
It's awesome. It's like
It's like one of the earlier ones you can get, but you have to do
from a certain period. Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, they're all kind of like that though. But it was it was pretty great, dude. I like that. It was a good like Easter egg, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. So, let's talk about the big upset of the week.
It was a big upset?
Well, yeah, the biggest of the week, shall we say, that I can think of. The Monster Hunter World beta has ended.
Oh, God.
Sad.
Seriously?
No, I'm talking about Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch has their game cartridges are 32 gigabytes big, which has caused some problems in games like L.A. Noire. And one of the other games, I forget which one, but, you know, where you had to buy the game, and then you had to have a memory card to actually be able to play the game, because it didn't have enough room on the cartridge to put all the game onto it. So you needed your memory card to supplement the game's 32 gigabyte size. Nintendo has been working on a 64 gigabyte cartridge card to help alleviate these issues, but that has been delayed until 2019 for technical issues. Because 64 gigabyte cards
is it to make a card?
Are brand new technology that nobody's ever worked on before. It's except not they're hard. Not. Because we have like 128 gigabyte cards.
It's not hard.
256.
Dude, there's 1 terabyte cards.
There's 1 terabyte cards. So, that means that when they created the Switch, the technical issues are they didn't create a Switch capable of dealing with the 32 gigabyte card. Because they didn't future-proof their damn console for something that's already out and has been out for a long time.
And you know the funny thing is, like, there's third parties that make like 64 gigs, 256 gigabyte cards for the Switch.
Yeah, here's the funny thing. Yeah, because it can take an SD card that's 256 gigs.
Yeah.
But they can't make their 64 gigabyte game cartridge work.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Who's gonna buy a Nintendo SD card when you can just?
No. It's not for the SD memory card. It's for the actual.
Oh, the games.
The game. To give developers more room.
But it's on an SD card.
Essentially.
Is it anything different, really?
Not really. It's proprietary, of course, because they don't want you to be able to just plug it into a computer and steal everything. They make sure it only fits in Switch consoles. But I assume there's something, some type of, like, you know, check to make sure you're running it on Switch, or something like security features that make it different, but I can't think of anything else why it would be different. Why they would need to make it different, and you couldn't just use an SD card to, like, infrastructure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. 2019, though. Can't even get it done this year.
How much is a Blu-ray? Is that 50 gigs?
A standard Blu-ray is about 50 gigs. They have like double layer or something like
that. Yeah, get the double layer stuff, yeah.
But I think standard is about 50 gigs, yeah.
50 gigs.
On the disc. So it has to load. It has to spin the disc and stuff like that. 64 gig cartridge. That'd be pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta wait a whole year.
Zelda, what's Zelda? Zelda's like at 16, I believe.
Yeah, it was like just insane that it's so low.
But, well, you know, Nintendo sucks, but they're great at the same time, you know what I mean? It's one of those, just love to hate them, hate to love them.
Yeah. I mean, they do make people try out new things. They kind of force people's hands a little bit. I mean, like with the Move controllers, which were completely useless up until they came out with PSVR, which, like, alright, they're somewhat usable now.
Oh, those ones they copied off Nintendo?
Essentially. But, yeah. You know, I don't know how long it took them to develop, but they might have been developing it around the same time.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, Microsoft's Kinect, which is a different thing entirely, but... Yeah, man, that Kinect. Think about this.
Okay.
If they would have just focused some time on VR, That connect would have been insane. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
The connect maps your hands' movements. It can tell where you're moving your hands, stuff like that. You wouldn't need a stupid wand.
Actually, that would have been pretty cool.
They were so close to being genius.
It would feel a little more natural, I think.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't have to hold a stupid controller. They were so close. But they gave up on the Kinect right before the VR boom. Oh man, do you think somebody in the office like, God, we should have just doubled down on the Kinect. We could have come out with a stupid VR box with our Xbox One X. People would have eaten that shit up. Num 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 num.
That reminded me of, what is it called? The laser cartoon on YouTube. I'm a fire in my laser. There was one of the sketches was, I don't know, he was eating something and was like, num, 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 num. And then he shoots out a laser from his butt or something like that, dude. I don't remember.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yeah, I'm a fire in my laser, blah.
Nope.
Dr. Octagonopus, blah!
Is that where the shoot the whoop comes from?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Alright.
I can't believe you haven't seen those, actually.
Nope.
Interesting.
I don't surf the web that much.
That's just old, dude. This is really old. Yeah. I know you surfed the web back then a lot.
Not that much.
Nah, you did.
Like video games.
Man, some of these popular ones are slipping through, dude.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I don't even go on YouTube anymore. Like, at all, dude.
Yeah.
Every now and then, but...
Actually, I go on YouTube quite often, but it's, like, the same 6 to 10 channels. I don't stray too far. And their algorithms keep giving me, like, gaming stuff. Because I watch a lot of gaming stuff. So much gaming, yeah. So, yeah, it kind of creates this closed loop. It doesn't let me explore all these phenoms of the world.
Yeah. Remember the Annoying Orange?
Didn't they have his own TV show? And this,
I think they did, yeah.
It's on Cartoon Network. I hate it.
Very accurate title. Very, very accurate.
Yeah, but it became super popular for some reason. The kids love it. Just eat it up. Num, 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 num. Laser out of the butt.
Laser out of the butt.
And it's just like, it's really bad animation. Because it's like the laziest animation.
Just, you know. Yeah. My kid loved the crap out of that, dude, and I hated it. Hated it so bad. Just
put headphones on. Like, you can listen, fine, you can watch this, but I'm not hearing it.
And I didn't want to.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Oh, God.
Not good for you, huh?
Well, it was a little bit lonely, because the family went to Mexico.
Dude, you should have come over. We had tamales.
No, we had tamales, too. My mom, my mom and dad, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at my sister's house, who was in Mexico. But yeah, she made tamales and pozole.
Okay.
The kids had my other sister's kids to hang out with for a day, a little bit on Christmas Eve, but they ended up leaving too.
Mm.
So then it was just like us. It was my mom, my dad, and my immediate family. And so the kids were just, like, bored out of their minds. And we're trying to, you know...
You guys go to church?
Huh?
You guys, huh?
What is that?
You went to Mexico and you didn't go to church for Christmas?
Is that like an arcade or something?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, wow. No. Huh. Church hasn't been a thing in a long time for me, dude.
What part of Mexico did you go to that wasn't, like, mandatory?
I wasn't born in Mexico.
Right, but you were in Mexico. During the holidays, yes? Isn't that what I just heard?
No. My family.
Okay. You're talking as if you were there. You're like, oh yeah, my family had, my kids had their the sisters in Mexico.
My sister? Okay, no.
I'm a little confused. So you were not in Mexico.
I was not in Mexico. I was here.
But the rest of your family...
Like, went to Mexico.
Yeah. Without you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I was going to take 3 weeks off and go to Mexico, but it ended up not happening. So it was just my parents here.
Okay.
And I hung out with my parents, and then the kids had my other sister's kids for Christmas Eve for a little bit, and then as soon as they left, you know, there was nobody else.
So the kids went to the church.
The kids and my sister. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they went to church.
Let's be honest. They probably. I don't know. Maybe.
But, so they were like, they were pretty bored. And I you know, I took some, took my speaker and the, oh, I had to buy a new microphone. Oh, here's, oh, check this out.
You find it?
I didn't know. No. And I don't really care anymore. So during Christmas Eve, you know, I'm trying to, I tell my daughter, hey, well, let's go to a Radio Shack and buy a microphone. Dad, there is no Radio Shack. I was like, well, there's one here in Watsonville. I know that one's still open because I bought, that's where I bought my last microphone. Dad, it's not there. Hasn't been there for a while. I was like, no, that couldn't have been, no, it's still there. Like, no, Dad, it's a phone store. And Dad, sure enough,
been,
yeah.
You've been in the coma for the last 3 months.
Apparently, every Radio Shack is, dude, that Radio Shack was still there when Radio Shack was closing. And when they closed, like, all these stores, that one stayed. You know, I didn't expect it to actually go away, but it did. So I didn't even try. So I started, I checked out Toys R Us, because I know they have, like, little cheap microphones and instruments and stuff like that.
Right.
So,
you completely lost your free PlayStation 1?
The transmitter. The little transmitter, so I can't use it as a microphone anymore. It doesn't work. Use the plug. The 3.5 millimeter plug.
Yeah.
So I can use that as headphones, but microphone doesn't work.
No, I'm talking about the free one that you got from PlayStation.
Oh, that one? I don't know where the hell that one is.
Okay.
I didn't care if I lost that one, because it was garbage.
Wait, didn't you get the gold headphones?
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't need the transmitter for that work. It works plugged in. That's
the
3.5
millimeter. Not the microphone.
Yeah.
No.
I've done it plenty of times. Half the times I played with you using those mics, it was plugged in.
I was hooked up with that, and you couldn't hear me. There was no mic.
Did you check your mic settings on your PlayStation?
No. I gotta try that. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it still works.
Well, it wouldn't work on PC.
Well, no, yeah.
It wouldn't work on PC, because PC got a separate, like, mic jack.
Yeah.
But I hooked it up to the controller. You know, I'm assuming yours works. That's what you're talking about, hooking up to the controller. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I was
like on PlayStation, not on PC.
Yeah. I was talking into it. And it wasn't doing anything.
I'll have to test it out again, but I'm pretty sure I've done that a lot of times. Well, yeah, because I've had to. Because sometimes it would die on me, and I'd like in the middle of a Destiny raid, and I'd have to find my cord real quick, plug it in to keep talking to you guys.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, then that's not too bad, I guess. I can still use it on the PlayStation. That's fine.
Yeah.
So, Cold Toys R Us, they didn't answer. So, I'm like, they gotta be closed. I was like, they probably closed early. I don't know if they did, but they just didn't answer the phone.
Wow.
Okay, so,
talk to my friend about that.
So, I called Target, and Target was like, yeah, we sell, like, the little karaoke machines. And I was like, no. I got an amp. I can hook up a microphone to it. I don't need that. I don't need karaoke. Just give me the microphone.
The guy's on the phone's like, oh, God, not one of these people. it's bad enough I got to work on Christmas Eve. I got to deal with this guy.
So they didn't have any. So I'm like, I know every music store is closed. It's Christmas Eve. Music stores don't even open that late anyway.
And you wanted an actual microphone for some reason.
I want to for karaoke's, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is for you know, it's for something.
Why don't I get like a Rock Band microphone?
You silly man.
Or like SingStar.
I have a SingStar microphone. Those things are garbage. They're garbage.
But does
man.
It matter for karaoke?
They don't pick up a lot, dude. They do not pick up a lot.
Alright.
Garbage.
Hot garbage.
So guys. This is like a 2-something, right? And this is like, it's like 2:15 or something. So I see online that one says it's open on the internets. So I was like, alright, I'll give them a call. I call them up. They answer. I was like, hey, what time do you guys close? Like, we close at 3:00 today. It was like 2:15. Santa Cruz, downtown. Right? So I'm like, all right, dude. Thank you. So I head over there. Boom, right? Bah, 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 bah. I'm driving. I'm like about, I don't know, 7 minutes into my drive.
Yeah.
And I get a phone call. It's my oldest daughter. She's like, hey, Dad, how are you going to buy the microphone without your wallet? And I was just like, no! No! So I was like, oh my God. And he's like, you're going to turn back, right? And I was like, yes. So I turn around. I'm very disappointed in myself. I get to the apartments, and I'm running inside. It's like 2:30 by the time, you know? And I'm just like, oh my God, now I have 10 minutes less. I have 15 minutes less to get there, right? So now it's a half an hour. That's cutting it close. Half an hour to downtown Santa Cruz.
Yeah, it's almost yeah. impossible. If you hit any bit of traffic, you're done.
So I'm driving very fast after I grab my wallet. My daughter's actually waiting for me at the door with my wallet.
Like illegally fast you're driving.
Yeah. So I'm driving real fast, you know.
Above the speed limit?
Like 90.
Damn!
Yeah. I hit 90 at some points. But then I had to slow down because traffic. There was no traffic, but it seemed like traffic because I wanted to drive faster than them.
Yeah.
Than everybody else. And it was just like, it was just the two lines. It just, as far as you could see, traveling at about, you know, more than 65. They never got below 65.
Right. You know,
between like 75, 65. Like
the limit of the speed limit, yeah.
Yeah. A little higher. So I'm just like, I'm just tapping my foot, and then I get to River Street, right? And there's like a, right there where like Costco is, you know, where we turn for Costco. And so I see a yellow light, and I'm like pretty far behind. So I was like, I'm doing it. And I go and I punch it, dude.
And then stupid microphone?
Because they closed in like 5 minutes.
Did you need it for the holidays?
They closed in 5 minutes, dude. So it turned red, and I still had a little tiny bit of distance. So I was just like, no, I can't do it anymore. So I hit the brakes, and then, you know, my anti-lock brakes start hitting, right? And I was just like, the whole thing, right?
Oh my God.
So I'm just like there tapping my fingers, you know, just out of like, I want to go, let's go. And when the light finally turns green, I hit the gas, and the transmission's slipping, dude. And I'm just like, what the? No, not now. Oh my God.
Break your car for stupid, like, microphone.
So now my transmission's failing. I'm probably not going to get there in time. All for a stupid mic. I've been speeding the whole way because they're the only place that's open with a microphone. And so, and you know, and it's like it's stuttering on me, you know, it's a transmission because I was accelerating, dude, and then like, you know, like it was just like it would start revving up and then catch a gear. So I get to the music store, 3 minutes to spare. 3 minutes, and there's still people inside, dude. I tell them, hey, man, I'm looking for a corded microphone. He's like, corded? Like, what do you mean corded? It's like a microphone with a cord, like with a cord already attached to it. And I was like, yes. I was very confused, dude. And they're like, well, the only things we have are, like, you know, the standalone microphones, and we sell you cables for it. And I was like, what the hell is he talking about, right? And so, like, he shows me, and they all have like this what is it called, the SLR connection, CLR?
Yeah, XLR.
Yeah. XLR, yeah, XLR. And I was just like, oh my God, is this what microphones are now? It's like, do they not have the cords anymore? Is that a thing?
No, like, the professional microphones have always been XLR cables. Like, for the long
time. I've never heard of a music shop, like, asking, like, you know, like, this is like a relic of the past of a corded microphone.
Yeah, it's pretty old, man.
Dude, no, it can't be that old. These are legit things.
Soundboards always come with XLR inputs.
But they didn't sell a single one. You figure they'd have at least one.
Yeah, they sell you a microphone with an XLR, a detachable XLR cable.
Yeah, separately.
Perfectly standard.
The guy seemed like I was, you know, speaking German or something, dude.
Yeah, you probably were. This
the hell is
it? It's because, like, he wants a microphone from, like, the 1920s?
Dude, that one from Radio Shack was not that old, and it was corded, right?
Yeah, it was a cheap little, like, karaoke mic. Not professional, like, buy it from a music company microphone.
Well, I ended up buying it, and I'm just like, and I call my wife, and I tell her, hey, I don't know if I'm going to make it home. The transmission failing on the car. And so I might have to call a tow truck, and I'll call you if anything happens.
No, this is how this conversation went. hey, I don't know if I'm gonna make it home. The transmission's failing. What you do? Oh, you know, I got the microphone. That's all you need to worry about. I got the microphone. Your priorities are not in the right places right now, my man. The story does not paint you in the best of pictures.
And you know what's funny? There were signs of that happening. There were signs of that happening, and I didn't pay attention to them. Because just thinking back, dude, there's this little, like, these little hiccups with it. You know what I mean? Where, like, it would, like, kind of change gears in a weird way. Hmm. But they were so random. You know? Like, and it wasn't a regular thing. So, like, you just, I don't know, I didn't really think about it, you know, until it actually started failing on me. And then I was just like, oh, my God, this was happening for a while.
So you had to call the tow truck?
No, I actually made it. But as I'm driving back on the freeway, you know, when you first take off, like it tries to catch the second gear and it won't go, but it finally does. And then from there it changes gears again. But once you get up to freeway speeds, it wouldn't go to the next gear. Hmm. So like I'd be going like 60 at like 3,500 RPM, which is high for that car. And I'm just like, oh my God, yeah, this is bad. And there's no shops open.
Right.
There's nothing open. There's nothing the next day. And I'm just like, dude, what am I supposed to do? So I just drive home. I make it home. From there, I tell my wife, hey, you know what? You're not driving this car. And I'll just give you a ride to work. And if you can catch a ride from work to home, cool. If not, just call me and I'll go pick you up. Use that as my lunch break. And then just deal with it, right? So she actually didn't have to work on Tuesday. But yesterday, today, I had to drive her home. So she woke me up at 3 in the morning to take her to work.
Damn, that's early.
I went to bed like at midnight. I didn't even think about what time she was going to wake me up, you know? So it was like probably less than 3 hours because, you know, you don't fall asleep right away.
Right.
So then she wakes me up. So I go home. And I try to go back to sleep, but I'm just, like, kind of awake. So I finally go back to sleep. Like, I don't know what time it was. And then I start getting these texts and calls from work. Like, 7 in the morning. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Yeah, fine. I answer, you know. I get things fixed. Whatever needs to be fixed. And then I rest my eyes and I fall asleep again. And then I get a phone call from my boss. And I was like, holy crap, it's like 10 o'clock by this point.
You're supposed to go in at
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wake up like 2 hours later. My kids weren't even in the living room. It's weird, kind of weird. Because I went on the couch, you know, put the recliner on. I was like, I'm just going to rest a little bit, you know, and just fell asleep, dude. Yeah,
it never works.
Yeah. And I knew it wasn't going to work. Like, yeah. I know, you know, you always know. So, yeah, so I got to work late and got off like 7-something today.
This is a wonderful Christmas story.
Yeah. So, the car's at the shop. It's at the dealership. It's still under warranty, so.
Oh, that's a bonus, at least.
And they still haven't called me. This was yesterday. They didn't call me today. Maybe if they don't call me tomorrow, I'll give them a call back. But, yeah. That was part of it.
So, it's a lesson to all you listeners. If you need a microphone, it can wait till after the holidays.
That's a heavy mic, too.
Yeah.
I got a Behringer, like one of the cheaper ones.
Okay.
And those mics are heavy, dude.
How cheaper was it?
It's like $21.
That's not bad.
No. Yeah. The cable was like $10. So,
it's a lot cheaper than I paid for this mic.
$31 the total, yeah. And so, I was looking up after I bought that there. So they do sell like XLR to USBs.
Yeah.
So I could probably use that on my computer.
Yeah.
Fairly easily. And I'm assuming it doesn't need any kind of power source besides the USB. Because I mean I would assume not.
I'm not sure how much power those use, but I mean USBs can charge your phone, so.
So I'm gonna try that out. So now I might actually have a microphone I can use them for both applications.
Yeah.
Karaoke and computer.
And computer.
Yeah.
Finally start talking to people again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So So, did you get anything nice for Christmas besides the pain and suffering of a car?
So I got my daughter a Munchkin game, the Nightmare Before Christmas Munchkins.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. That was
Oh, no, I have seen that actually recently, yeah.
So I got her that, and I was like, I think she'll like it. And so we actually played a game it was on Christmas Day.
You played that with us once, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I play, and she enjoyed it. She liked it. So we ended up going, yesterday, we ended up going to the mall and buying the deluxe set with the game board and the little dudes and stuff like that. And I told her, you know, you can mix and match, like, all these cars. Like, you can buy, like, the zombies pack and blah, blah, and you can actually mix them together.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's gonna do that. I think she just want to keep some.
She's purist. Separate.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a little, because all the cars, because when they started making different sets, they would have different backs, and people like didn't like that because you can mix them. So they started doing the same backs, but they have little like symbols on the cars. You can tell what set they go to.
Like well, for this one's definitely Nightmare Before Christmas backs.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I got my wife like 3 Nightmare Before Christmas stuffs, like just clothing. You know,
your family's big and that before Christmas.
It's the design more than anything. Like I love the movie, I really do. But like it's just the design of Jack Skellington. And
is that your Christmas movie? Your family Christmas movie? You guys?
Nah, we don't even watch it, dude. No, we just all love the design of it though.
All right.
And then my oldest daughter got some like Santa Cruz gear, and some they each got $100 from us.
Wow.
And I got a Nintendo Switch.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you bring it? You could be playing it right now.
Because I don't have a game. They didn't give me a game.
It wasn't the Mario bundle?
No. They didn't realize it. It wasn't. There was no game attached to it.
Right, because Nintendo has had games on the Wii.
Yeah.
Not the Wii U, though, right? Did it come with the game?
Mine did.
Oh. So they probably thought that they all came with the game.
Because I got the one with the new Mario and the new Mario. What is it called? New Mario Wii? Mario Brothers?
Wii U Edition? Like that?
Super Mario. New Wii Super Mario?
New Super Mario Bros. Wii U Edition, I think.
New Super Mario Brothers Wii U. I think that's just Wii U.
Okay.
So it came with that one and the Luigi bundle. It was the Mario and the Luigi one.
Okay.
Luigi one is not like a regular Mario.
So what's going to be your first game? Zelda or Mario?
I'm thinking Zelda.
You thinking Zelda?
Yeah. So I'm probably just go with this.
You know what though? You don't think they're going to release like a Game of the Year edition pretty soon? They got like the two DLC packs are almost out.
I don't care.
Might be better to pick up Mario than pick up the Game of the Year Zelda.
Nah.
You can get that motorcycle Eponia.
I don't care about the stupid motorcycle. I just want to play the game, dude.
You care about that hard mode, though, right?
No.
No?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Actually, I do a little bit.
That's hidden away, man. Man, that DLC. I'm saying that Game of the Year edition is probably... I don't know. Nintendo doesn't do Game of the Year editions, do they?
Huh. No.
Yeah, they really don't. I'm like, once in a blue moon, they'll do like...
They do like the classics things where they just lower the price, but they don't do like anything special.
Yeah. You know, never mind.
Alright, well, either way, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
So, Zelda's gonna be my first game.
You can get Splatoon 2?
I didn't really play the first one.
Are your kids gonna get into it?
No.
Huh. You can get Mario Kart 8 Double Dash?
No.
Switch Edition?
No. I'm not gonna buy the same game again. I know there's extra features and all that, but...
You gonna get Binding of Isaac?
I don't have Afterbirth Plus, and the Switch has it. So...
It would be so much cheaper for you to just buy it on the computer.
No! I'm telling you, no!
It's Steam Sale, man!
Okay, Steam Sale, yeah. They actually had a Steam Sale for Wrath of the Lamb. And I ended up buying it for like $1 or something.
Yeah.
And it kept crashing, dude. And I was just like, what? No. No! And I was like, oh, I could have gotten more trophies on Steam, you know? And it's, oh god, it's so weird, dude, playing that again.
Right.
Like the old school, like, Isaac, dude, it just felt so weird. And, so I ended up, requesting a refund because it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It just, for some reason, it just kept crashing, dude. So they gave me a refund for it. And I was just like, I'm not gonna try to fix anything. I'm not gonna deal with this.
Now you're hitting that computer woes now.
Yeah.
Where things don't necessarily just work. Like,
but Isaac crashes a lot on PS4 too.
Yeah, but
a lot. It really does, dude.
I've never seen that happen.
Here. Not your version, my version.
Now you can play it on the power of the PS4 Pro, man. Like, you know, get higher pixel counts or something.
No, they just enlarge the pixels. It's all the same pixel counts. They didn't make it any better. But, yeah, so I got me a Switch.
That's how you like holding it. You like the way it feels in your hands?
I like it with the thing. With the screen attached to it.
With the screen, not the
little controller's a little weird. Feels a little awkward to me.
You try.
Maybe it's too small. I'm probably going to end up buying a...
You had like a Wii U Pro controller, didn't you?
There's a Zelda one that's out there that I like.
But, I mean, I think your Wii U one works with the Switch.
Probably.
So I'd buy a new one.
Because I like the design of the other one.
So you're one of those people that get sold on these things.
It was like $30, dude.
Oh, it's the Wii U one, then.
Yeah. No. Well, it might be. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to buy a Switch one for $30.
I said Switch on there.
Things are $80.
I see Switch on there.
The Switch controllers are like $80.
No.
The Pro controllers?
No, yeah. They're not.
Yeah, no, for reals. We went over this like 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, I remember talking about this, but now I don't believe it anymore. Because I swear I saw it said Switch on there.
Maybe like a holiday sale. You should have bought it when you saw it. But I don't think if that sale's over.
That's a Breath of the Wild controller.
Yeah, it came out on Wii U too.
Yeah, but it says. Yeah, it's $30.
Right, let me see. Power A Plus. So it's a knockoff. It's not official.
Hmm?
It's not official controller.
It's not a Nintendo controller?
It's a third party.
It doesn't matter, dude.
It's like buying a Hori controller.
It looks nice.
Yeah, this doesn't even look like the Pro controllers they make.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Power A Plus gamepad.
Nah, it's from Nintendo.
Compatible with Switch. You know why it says compatible with Switch? Because it's not built for the Switch. Because it's not built by Nintendo.
Nah, it's probably a different one than the one I saw.
Let's see, what did I get for Christmas? I got, obviously, everyone knows the fact we bought ourselves a PS4 Pro. That was like my big gaming thing.
Yeah.
Using that thing left and right. I just got like, you know, clothes stuff, you know, like these swanky pajamas.
Some swag there.
I got these slippers, so I don't have to walk around.
Hey, barefoot. They match your pajamas.
I know, right? I don't have to walk around barefoot no more. Got some pants.
You never really did.
Socks and undies. I did, actually. Not so much when you came over, because I was usually out and I came back. I got some socks and undies.
What's up with the underwear at Christmas, dude?
Actually, I didn't mind. I swear I was getting old. At Christmas. It just kind of saved me some money.
Every Christmas, dude. Some underwear.
I got the pack was like super bright colors. And for some reason, that just makes me happy. Walking around town, it's like, my underwear's super bright right now. If anybody could see my underwear, they'd be like, ooh, that's bright for a guy. That's
some bright underwear. Hey, everybody, look at that guy's underwear.
So bright. And I got a new jacket. Kind of like my blue one, but it's green. You know what's up. You know what's out.
You know, this Power A Switch controller has a Nintendo seal of approval on it. And it has a little Switch emblem up in the upper corner.
Yeah, I look up a regular Switch.
I don't care what you say. It's got the Nintendo seal of approval. And it's got a Switch emblem in the corner.
Yeah, but as we learned from the days of the Nintendo Entertainment System, the Nintendo seal of approval didn't necessarily actually mean it was good. Plenty of games got the seal of approval. It just meant that they were on the Nintendo system.
Oh, God, that controller's, yeah, that one's like $57.
And I think that's...
I think that's cheap, right?
That's cheap, yeah. Well, Jeff, as we've done for the last couple years, your birthday, I mean, not your birthday, your Christmas gifts are not over yet. We did get you a gift. We saw it in the store and we're like, you know what? This has Jeff written all over it. So here it is. From us to you. I want to get my phone. I want to record this so that she can see it.
This is heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy. Don't be intimidated by the weight.
My guy says, into black hole fire.
Alright. Go ahead, Ellen.
Okay. Where do I start?
It's paper, dude. Just
rip God, it. This is, like, nicely wrapped, too.
Yeah, yeah. Gail did it. Not me. Can't wrap for shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to, like, wrap well.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm just gonna rip it. What is this?
It's a Prima strategy guide thing. I don't know, because it's wrapped, so I couldn't open it up and look
for
at it.
For original Nintendo games.
For original Nintendo games. I'm not sure if it's like a reprint of like Nintendo Power Guides.
Complete walkthrough for 17 NES classics. A journey through three eras of Nintendo history. So it has a little history of Nintendo. Behind the scenes with Shigeru Miyamoto. An inside look at the system and game packs.
Open up to take a look. Look through
plus
pages.
Plus level maps, character art, and extras.
So it made me think of like old Nintendo Power magazines.
Yeah.
It's got a little slip case. It makes it look like a Nintendo like cartridge. But I thought this might be something that would get you in the feels and you enjoy. And you appreciate it for when you want
to. See, I really do like the design on this thing, dude. I'm keeping this. Oh, it's a...
Yeah, it's a little slip book.
And then the cover is like a
little NES controller. NES. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Playing ooh, Metroid.
Power. So, yeah.
And Kid Icarus.
It is the Nintendo Power Guys and stuff like that. That's pretty cool. So, as
Super Mario Bros. 3. I had the guide for Super Mario Bros. 3.
I did too, actually. No, I had it for Super Mario 2. That was my first Nintendo Power. The only Nintendo Power I ever had. So, as you know, if this actually is taken from Nintendo Power, the guys are probably not complete and or accurate.
Zelda 1.
It doesn't look like them, though, right? It looks a little bit more...
The only thing I never figured out in Zelda 1... No, this is different. It's a reprint.
Yeah. So it actually might be a good guy.
The only thing I didn't figure out in Zelda 1 was the maze. How to get through the maze on the left-hand side of the map. So the interview's in between, like, some certain games. Counselor's Corner. Ooh, Counselor's Corner! Is that what it was called on the Nintendo magazine?
I have no idea.
I can't remember. I used to send letters, dude. And they printed my question twice. It's so awesome, dude. Hey, thank you, man. God damn. See, now I feel bad. Now I feel bad, Vegan.
Why?
Because I didn't spend any money on you guys.
Well, you know, we didn't talk about it beforehand, but we just saw it and we were like, you know what, we do usually get gifts every year, so we're just going to pick this up.
I did bring you something, but I didn't pay any money for it.
Right.
So I brought you a crap ton of free food.
Oh.
From our work. These coupons are good for one free item of any Sweet Earth food.
So you got your own burritos, fries, and bowls.
4, 5, 6. That's 7. That's 8 with that one. Average about $4, so.
Yeah, that's like $32 right there. That's
and I got you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buy one get one freeze.
Does that work with this? It doesn't.
It says one per purchase. Only one coupon per purchase.
Okay.
So
that actually makes the prices more within what I consider reasonable.
Yeah.
That's cool. expires next at the end of next year, so plenty of
time. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're pretty new. No.
These actually expire in
March. Like March, yeah.
But still, I mean, like, just go into the store 8 times, you know, 1 week, get myself. Oh,
both of you can do separate purchases.
That's what my dad does. Super annoying.
And you can actually go back and do it all over again.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to spend most of these on those breakfast sandwiches.
God, I knew it. Oh, my God.
If I can find them.
It's any sweeter item, too. Yeah. Yeah, the vegan ones are... The breakfast sandwiches themselves are hard to find.
Yeah.
But... Feel free to get a curry tiger burrito. Or a curry tiger bowl.
Yeah, it's probably... If not the sandwiches, probably the bowls. Yeah. You know, more bang for your buck, I'd say. The buy one, get one's I'd probably use on the burritos. Honestly.
No, burritos are more expensive.
Does it work at grocery outlet too?
This should work at any place that accepts coupons, which is every place.
Nice. Because that's where you get the real deal right there. You use the buy one, get one at grocery outlet.
Real deal, Holyfield.
I know they're the ones you guys pick up off the floors and stuff like that.
We don't do that. They're the ones that get returned. And we can't sell them anymore because they have no shelf life. Well, they don't have enough shelf life for us to sell to... Like Target and stuff, so.
Right.
You know what? I don't want this anymore.
You don't want that anymore? Let me see that book, though. I haven't actually had a chance to look through. Normally, I get the preview of stuff I give you because it's open. This one was sealed. And that's nice, dude. Prima did a good job. I'm gonna have to borrow this for my Metroid run. Because that game's ridiculous.
You're talking about the original Metroid?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Kid Icarus right there.
Yeah, the maps aren't all that... Oh, actually, they are a little convoluted.
They're super convoluted. Everything looks the same. Everything looks the same. There's death everywhere.
Yeah, to the untrained gamer.
No, that's just that they are.
I beat that game, dude.
I'm not saying it's unbeatable.
As a child, bruh.
I'm not saying it's unbeatable. I'm just, you know... Back in the days when you had one game, so you just got really good at it.
I had like 3 games. Played them all at the same time. Got really good at all of them. Except Monster Party. I never got good at Monster Party.
Is it in here?
No, there's no way that game would be in there. But, yeah. Yeah. And then what else, there's something else that I wanted to share about Christmas, and I forgot.
The first Zelda Punch-Out guide. You gonna go back and play some Metroid games for your brand new guide, man?
Oh, I don't need the guide to play the Metroid, man.
Oh, they got Zelda 2 in here, too.
I don't need no guide for Zelda 2. I don't need no guide for Zelda 1. I know all of those games.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you, dude. I'm pro. I'm pro of those games, dude.
Gotta be fun.
I play those games so much, man, it's not even funny. Especially Zelda 2. Zelda 2 I probably play more than any other Nintendo game. Except maybe Mario 3. And Mario 3 is in there too. I know like every secret in Mario 3.
Yeah, Mario 3, Mario
except
2.
Except for, I don't... Actually, I've forgotten a bunch of stuff. Like, where each level is for the anchor. There's an anchor and a P-Wing in the... You get the white mushroom house in certain levels. You have to get a certain amount of coins in a certain level, and you get a white mushroom house that gives you either a P-Wing or an anchor. And I know where the first one, the one in the first world is. It's the auto-scroller level. The second one is it's one with that has water in it, and I can't remember. I can't remember which number it is. But then from then on, I just don't remember which levels have you can get the white mushroom house at.
Don't worry, man. The guy's got you covered.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I used to know every card flipping game. I had it all memorized. You just turn over a couple cards, and you know which one you got, and then you just keep going. Blah, 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 blah. Get everything on that thing, dude. But... Yeah, I mean, I've forgotten a few things.
Sure. I mean, you're getting sure. old, so yeah, it's here to help you out. Your
it's
old
not
age.
That I'm old, dude. It's that I just haven't played it in a while. It's a difference, buddy. you know when GameSpot comes out with these things that are, you know, like on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. Oh, you know, Castlevania came out 27 years ago. You know, let's listen to the classic tracks.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my god, that's 27 years ago. You know, it's like, holy crap, dude.
That thought to me overtaken by the man, that's some good music.
It's just crazy. It's crazy how old these games are now. Games that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Which makes me old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're older than those games, too. For the most part, yeah?
Yeah. Every Nintendo game, yeah. I'm older than them. Every Nintendo game.
God damn, you're old. Actually, am I? Am I 80, the same age as the old 88? One? Oh my god, no, I'm older than every Nintendo game, then. By 2 years?
I believe it was 88 when it came out, dude.
In the States?
Yes. Because Super Nintendo came out in 92. Nintendo came out, yeah, it must, yeah, it was around, it might have been 87, but I don't know.
That's crazy. Let's see. No, not the classic one. God.
This was trendy now, man.
Right? 1983. Oh, wait.
83?
Famicom. In North America, 80s. North America in 85. In Europe in 86.
85, was it? Huh. That's actually a lot sooner than I thought.
So, I am, by American release standards, younger than some of the games on the NES, but well, not
so,
many.
I'm so older than all of them.
Are you older than the Japanese ones? 83?
Yes.
So you were born before Japan even knew what a Nintendo Entertainment, what a Super Famicom was.
They were developing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm older than every single Nintendo game.
How does that make you feel?
Older.
Shigeru Miyamoto hadn't even made Super Mario yet. Actually, he might have made Mario Bros. Because that was an arcade game first.
Yeah, it was a weird game. They made it for the Nintendo.
They made it for Nintendo.
Never. I don't think I ever knew anybody that actually had one.
The arcade system?
No, that game itself.
It came with Duck Hunt, didn't it? Oh, no, that was
the original Mario. Yeah, that was a different Mario.
That's a good point. Huh.
Yeah.
Let's do the Uncore Gamers question of the week.
There's a question of the week?
It was the one from 2 weeks ago. The one we gave them extra time because we forgot to post stuff about it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember, do you?
No. I really don't, dude.
Well, we did get a response. God damn. Here we go. Oh, did you see my group's Christmas video we put out?
Yes.
Xmas Files?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah. It was cool. It was very high production, actually.
It's funny, because we did it, like, within a week. Original concept was going to be kind of closer to, like, a full episode, like, you know, 15 minutes, but, like, have all the beats of a full episode.
Yeah.
But then Davis, the director who does the editing and stuff like that, I was like, you know what? Not gonna have enough time to put that out, so we're gonna do like more of a trailer type of thing.
Well, it worked for me, and yeah. I liked it. I enjoyed it, dude. And you were kind of, you took a while to get in that video,
which is fine because of all the stuff we filmed, I'm like the lead in like two of the three things we filmed so far. So I don't need to be a big part in every single thing.
Or do you?
I mean, that was probably, you know, the one of the coolest parts in that. Right, am I right?
The coolest.
Yeah.
The coolest. The shades, man. Mm. Yeah.
So, I'll give you some behind-the-scenes stuff right here. So, when the concept was originally pitched, that character, my character was the victim, you know, whatever, the main character for the episode that gets interviewed and ends up becoming the victim, whatever. And then, like, he was like, we're doing a trailer. And he's like, you know, bring some stuff, you know, like, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, you know, so... I bring a wide arrangement of clothing options, which if you know my clothing styles, it's very difficult because you know I got greens and I got blues.
Is that a thing?
I got greens and I got blues.
There's a green and there's blue right there.
And there's a green right under that blue.
Interesting.
So I brought what I can. Yeah, what I could. You know, like that leather jacket I was wearing is one of mine. Some button-up shirts to still fit me. And he's like, all right, so you guys are like, you know, the dethroned character that kind of reveals the information, whatever, and stuff like that. You know, and this is like, I'm there for like an hour or two while I'm filming the other scenes. No idea what type of character I'm supposed to be. Because, you know, it's like, oh, we're not doing that. We're not doing the other character anymore. You're going to be something else. Haven't figured out what it is yet. But we're filming it that night. So I'm just like, all right. And he's busy doing the other stuff. But I got this, like, bag of clothes. I don't know what I'm supposed to be wearing, because he hasn't figured out what I am yet. So I'm just kind of, like, there, like, all right. And he's like, you know, right before, he's like, show me what you got. That one. Yeah, I think you're going to be, like, this informant character. And so I get my lines. I'm like, okay.
So this happened, like, minutes before you shot the video.
Minutes before, yeah, we actually shot my part.
Interesting way of doing things there.
Yeah. So I had to figure, like, I had to come up with that voice. I came up with that, like, I don't know, maybe like a minute or two before I actually started shooting this, my scene, stuff like that. And I was like, it was like, most of the time that was spent on the prep work for my character was him trying to find sunglasses because he wanted me to wear sunglasses.
Was it aviators?
Yeah, I think they were aviators. It was an interesting experience for me. Not knowing what I was supposed to be.
But, you know, you're an improv guy.
Yeah.
You can handle that.
I think it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. I think so, too.
So the question was, what Game of War / PSX announcement got you most excited? A response came from Billiam. He wrote in to say, maybe not most excited. Bit. Moonlighter really caught my attention. I think that was a typo.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yeah.
Moonlight really got his attention. Well, Billiam, I'll have you know that I will have a copy of Moonlighter as soon as it comes out. So if you want to swing by and check it out, feel free. That was you, my friend.
That was me. I usually don't get those.
Did you get a response right now?
No. No, that's GG South Sky saying something.
Oh, he's talking to you again?
No, he's not talking to me.
Sounds really sad. If you guys want to see that YouTube video, you can go over to the YouTube channel YHTBT space comedy. That's the name of the group page that you'll be able to find the video and all our future videos going forward on the YouTube. So you also follow us on the Facebook as you have to be there improv and sketch comedy. There we go. I clicked on the wrong thing because I was talking about that. I was talking about them until I click on them. That's not where I gotta be.
Like sometimes you're talking about something, you type it in even though that's not what you wanted to type.
Exactly.
Yeah. That happens to me at work.
What's going to be our new Encore Gamers question? Why don't you start thinking on that while
I already have a question.
Oh, this is the yearly question?
It's a really easy one. I mean, I'm going to take an easy route. You know? So it's just, you know, how we, am I saying it now?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay,
so I just, it's the same way we shared what we got for Christmas. I want to know what you guys got for Christmas. It's that simple. Yeah.
All right. What did you get for Christmas?
Yeah. What'd you get? Oh, and I got my daughter a Rubik's Cube.
Oh.
That's what it was. It's a Rubik's Cube. Apparently she wanted a Rubik's Cube.
Which one?
The regular 9x9.
I mean, which kid?
Oh, the youngest.
Okay.
Yeah, 9x9x9. There's a 4x4x4 cube.
Yeah. Like, how many, like, triangles
are
now?
Or actually, 2x2x2 would it be, right? Yeah, that's what it would be.
Oh, like little keychain ones?
Right? Yeah, it's like, it's 4 squares on each side.
Doesn't seem like it would be that hard.
No.
Yeah.
I was just like, nah, you know, this is not the right one. Like, a regular one is fine. So, I've sold a Rubik's Cube once.
More than
that. Yeah. And that's, and I think I got lucky on the, because I can get the, like, the top, I can get, like, the, you know, like, two layers, the top and the middle layer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can do that. It's not easy for me, but I know how to get to that. After that, like, moving the stuff on the bottom without messing up anything else on top in the middle, like, it's so impossible for me, dude. But, you know, like, I ended up doing it one time, dude, and it was, like, well, great.
It's okay to move stuff in the middle. It's about
figuring... No, I know, but it's just, like, I mess things up even more, like, when I do that.
Right.
You know, like, I was like, oh, okay, now I gotta get this one here, and then it messes something else up, and I'm just like, But I'm glad that I did it, dude. I'm glad I did it once. I stopped messing with it after that.
So there's like two or three strategies, I think, that if you know those two strategies.
Yeah, like those guys can do it in 15 seconds out of any position.
Yeah.
Because they just look at it and they're just like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because there's like, that's the thing. Like, once you figure out what the pattern is, like, there's two or three different ways you can go. Once you figure that out, apparently it's just like super easy.
But the memorization of the actual position of the colors.
It's apparently not even that. It's just like, all right, like, it's more like, all right, I got a color, it matches on the bottom square and the top square, but not the middle square, or so, and that means I start from this, this is this position.
Jesus Christ.
It's not like memorizing where each individual color is or anything like that.
That's what it makes it seem like, for damn sure.
Yeah, they do make it seem like that. All right, everybody, that's episode 168 of the Encore Gamers. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing your time with us. And your families during this holiday season. We'll see you guys in the new year.
Yes, we will.
With all those fantastical gaming news tidbits and stories about Jeff's life. Bye.